Christ.
Don't. Ugh, me.
Way to blow it out to begin with.
Wow. That got crude real fucking quick. Anyhow, speaking of real fucking quick, comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. There's Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Quick about us.
I'm real good. Nice. How you guys doing?
You know, yeah, hanging out, having fun.
Word.
Word, he says.
So today.
What are we talking about?
You're going to learn today.
Stuff and things.
Top 10 movies of the year.
Not yet, man.
Right off the top of your head?
Nope.
Not yet. Yep.
Right off the top of the head.
Wait until the end of the year.
Make Joe sweat it. We're actually late comparative to when we usually do it.
Yeah, but like also like everyone's doing their top like 10 already.
I know. That's why I always like doing it in October like we used to do.
Get done early.
Yeah, because and we also would have to like the caveat of like there's probably going to be like four more movies that's going to make this list by the end of the year, but we're not going to talk about those right now. It's always nice to be the first end of the year list.
Next year we could do it right at the beginning of January.
Yeah. You got to have a little bit of time going through.
Yeah, you know, like get all the movies for 2018 done and in the bag, you know what I mean? Officially in 2019, we'll be like, I've seen as many of the movies from 2018 that I possibly could.
Man.
And let's then talk about them.
Yep.
Mainly because I don't really know what I would rank as top of my list for anything. I mean, I know a few of them, but like, I'm pretty sure there's some movies I forgot about.
Yeah, definitely.
If you had to spit out 10 movies right now that came out this year,
I couldn't.
I know Joe couldn't.
Not at all.
I could, yeah, for sure. I don't know if they'd be the
final edit.
The final 10 for, you know. But, you know, we'll wait for the end of the month, maybe. Or maybe the first week of January.
First week of January, end of the year. Wrap up.
A wrap up show for the year of 2018. Or 2018. Did you watch that John Mulaney interview about Spider-Ham?
Nah, I couldn't.
Oh, God damn, it was so funny.
I got part of the way through before the video crashed, and then for some reason I couldn't get back into it on the particular website that I was going to.
It was just so funny because, like, he talks about how.
Well, he talks about how I got through the part that I got through was he talks about how basically he got a call,
yep,
saying, "Hey, do you want to do this character? But we can't tell you this who the character is
or what the movie is
or what the movie is, and we can't give you a script. So just come down and
we'll pick you up.
say yes to this. We'll pick you up and you'll come down and do the lines for it." And then let me see what else was there. He talked about that. He talked about what his actual character was, which is Spider-Ham, and then how he didn't really know anything about the character going into it. And they said there was one more thing they talked about, and then the video just crashed on me. And I was like, well,
So
I know this is available somewhere else, but I don't have the time to go look for it.
So the part you're getting to where he basically went through is like when he actually went to record it, they finally gave him the script. And they told him just do it. Like you can. He's like, can I?
Because he was a comedian, they allowed him to ad lib some stuff here and there.
And so they sent a couple ad lib clips with him to the show,
mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's just cursing as much as he possibly can. And it, I was like, this is amazing. Like I want that cut now.
Right.
And he looks at him and goes, so guys, like, this is good, right? But, like, what's the rating? Like, this is going to be PG. He's like, so none of that's going to work. They're like, nope, but it was really funny. And I was like, all right.
It's fantastic.
But, like, yeah, it's just, and then the little clip they showed from the movie, which is the intro of the Spider-Man Noir, manga Spider-Man and Spider-Ham. And after Spider-Man Noir, they're like, where's the wind coming from? We're in a cave. and you see his jacket, like his coat, is blowing in the wind. He's like, the wind follows me. I was like, fucking Christ, that's the best. And then like the manga Spider-Man or spider person is there, like fighting, like the robots fighting. They're doing this and they're talking in Japanese. And Peter Parker goes, this can't get much more bizarre than this. And all of a sudden you hear Spider-Man goes, oh, I assure you it can. He walks out and he's dripping wet and he goes, he puts out his hand. He goes, don't worry, I just washed my hand. They're not just weirdly wet. I was like, okay. All right.
All right.
But his voice is like, I would have never thought John Mulaney's voice would be a good fit for Spider-Ham. And then I heard it and I was like, oh, now I'll never not be able to hear Spider-Ham's voice. As
John Mulaney. John Mulaney.
Yeah, it's so fantastic because he just talks. He's just John Mulaney's voice. He doesn't try to do a, you know, Nicolas Cage really like ramps it up for his like noir like Spider-Man, but like he is just. I was like, oh,
just John Mulaney.
They nailed the shit out of that.
Yeah,
way to go, fellas.
Hell yeah.
Anyhow, for the stuff we did watch before starting this here recording that we will be talking about, will be some trailers that just released in the last week or so that we haven't gone over.
Yep.
You want to start with the big one first?
Yeah, big one.
Yeah.
Mike always likes to start with the big one first.
Godzilla?
Dick.
Oh.
Dick. Talking about Dick. Because Mike loves big dick.
Jesus.
I just want everyone to realize what I was talking about. The first one will be Avengers Endgame. For the people who don't know, that's the fourth Avengers movie coming out next April. They finally released a official trailer. It's almost 2.5 minutes long, and it's still a teaser. And my friend Ryan said this to me when I was talking to him the other day about it. He brought up he made a comment that's very similar to what Joe says most of the time. Is I kind of wish there was a way that's the only thing I see before the movie.
Yes.
I don't want to see I don't want another trailer. I don't want to see any clips. I don't want to know anything else. I just want to go into the movie knowing, air quotes, knowing what I know from this trailer alone going into the movie.
Yeah. That way you have more things that are just a surprise to you. Now, the good thing about Marvel as they've done it is we've had trailers where there's literally nothing from the trailer in the final cut of the film. So you can go into it sometimes with a fresh eyes, you know that's not going to happen. That they're just going to be throwing trailer after trailer after trailer.
On that note too, I kind of thought I had talked to Cody about this last week or a couple weeks ago. Is I thought if any movie could pull off the trailer without showing any footage, it'd be Avengers. Like this Avengers movie, like I really, really, part of me wanted the trailer to just be the title,
and that's it. Yeah,
and the release date.
Stranger Things actually did that this past week. They literally, you know, you have the Stranger Things theme song come up, and then it just starts flashing the titles for all the episodes.
Yeah, same thing they did for season two.
Yeah, and then that's it. And that's what you're saying. Like you could literally just be like.
Endgame. In terms of Avengers, a movie.
Dusted. Done.
Yeah. In terms of a movie, like, it wouldn't affect. You know what I mean? Like, nobody at this point is watching this Avengers 4 trailer and being like, oh, okay. Yeah, I want to see this.
Maybe I'll check out those other ones before it comes out.
Like, no one's doing that. Like, this is. It's all leading. Oh, what the fuck's going on?
We've had that happen before.
I don't trust that.
I think we can just ignore it.
Nope. Keep talking.
Whoa, nope, Jesus I don't want to ignore it. I want to see if it blows up when they touch. Nobody knows what we're talking about. Ah, fuck, man. Nearly saved our lives. Good job, buddy. But yeah, I thought it would have been amazing had they just, you know, music, the Avengers logo, flash in game, and then dust it, release date, and that be the only trailer they showed. It would have been such a ballsy move.
It really would have been.
But, like, this was the movie. Like, if you were ever going to do it, it was this one right here.
Until you find out this is just part two of three.
Oh, fuck off. If they do that, I'm out.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
This would be part one of part two.
No, the first one was Infinity War. Yeah. Second one will be Endgame, and the third one will be whatever the fuck the fifth one's called.
They split the second one up into two.
Oh, this is part one of part two?
This is part two, part one.
And then next will be part two, part two.
Yeah.
They did a Deathly Hallows. This shit's too long, let's make it two. This is the end of the first part of the end.
That'd go along with what, I don't remember what my brother said after we watched the movie, or, oh no, what they call the snap, they call it the desolation. The
decimation.
Decimation, and Adam goes, of smog, and I go, oh, Mike wouldn't watch that.
No.
The fear of dwarves singing and dancing.
For 4 hours.
It was for like 47 minutes. Calm down.
Well, it's not the dancing, the movie itself was just going to be way too long. Guaranteed.
Original cut of Endgame's 4 hours. Before they edit it down.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that one because there's a lot of shit I want to know.
Would you want an intermission, though? Or could you sit for 4 hours?
I'd sit for 4 hours.
Yeah, could you?
We watched all the fucking Batman movies in one night.
There's bathroom breaks.
I mean, yeah, but...
Between the movies.
Yeah.
Which is like 2.5 hours each. He'd be... He wouldn't, though. He'd be like...
I mean, unless I...
Hateful Eight had an intermission. That was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with intermissions, but it is kind of like momentum-wise... Like, if I'm watching a movie at home, I hate having to, like, pause it to go do something.
Yeah.
Because it kind of, like, just kills it, you know?
Yeah.
Show.
So, I have a couple of questions about this trailer.
Yes.
That I've seen pop up online.
Okay.
One of them being, what's the ship that Tony's on?
That is the... I can't remember the name of it. That's the Guardians' new ship they had after the Milano 2 got destroyed.
Okay, so it is the Guardian.
Yeah, some people say it's the ship that Nebula had. I'm like, oh no. If you remember, that crazy bitch then run that ship into Thanos. That ship's not flying anywhere, but the Guardians landed in their ship.
Might just have a Thanos dent in the side. Should be okay.
No, I've seen the movie a few times.
Like a fucking Bugs Bunny cartoon.
That dent?
Thanos like this?
Literally split the ship in like 1,900 parts.
Listen.
She's the gathering up. I'm like, I got nanobots. We'll put this back together. Yeah. That's why she
took her arm off and disassembled itself and built the ship back up while they were fighting.
No, so the I can't remember the name of it. It's got a weird name. Like
it was a weird name, and I mentioned it because I was reading another article that made some weird statements to begin with. Like somebody, the author of it was like, I don't know who Tony's talking to. Possibly he's talking to Pepper, and I'm sitting here thinking like.
He literally says
Miss Potts at the beginning. What the fuck? And then he kept saying
Pepper's mom.
And he kept saying the Guardian ship, and he named it. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, that's not the Milano. Like I forgot.
The Milano 2 got destroyed in Guardians Volume 2.
So I was equating that like he was wrong there. So he's wrong there as well.
That's the ship. I can't. It's got a weird name. I could probably look it up. Because why do you research? But that's the ship that they had. That eventually Rocket, Groot, and Thor took the smaller pod flew off to the dwarf star.
Yeah.
Literally, the dwarf star. Thank you. Someone had to do that rim shot.
There you go.
I'm not going to mess that up. Room full of dudes. I ain't talking about rim jobs. And then obviously they left that pod at the just partially destroyed because of what happened at the door at the forge.
Yeah.
And then they didn't need it to get back to Earth because
the Bifrost.
Can now be controlled by Thor. So he opened that shit up. Everyone's like, and I speaking of that, someone's like, well, we know how they're gonna rescue Tony because they'll use the Bifrost. I'm like, no, because no one knows where Tony's at.
Right. It seems like the only possible person that knows where Tony's at is Nebula.
Yeah.
And you kind of maybe... Well,
Nebula's with him.
Well, again, there were some people online that were saying that she wasn't with him.
Her put her hand on his shoulder.
No, right. But she rescues him. She's not on the same ship the whole time with him.
Yeah, they're on the same planet together.
Yeah. Not on the same ship in...
In the trailer?
In the trailer.
It's the same trailer. You see her in the hallway. That's the same little cutout. But
that doesn't mean that they left the planet at the same the same ship is what I'm getting at.
I'm thinking they did.
And that's what I'm saying is like she's possibly the one that saves him.
Nah, she's there the whole time.
So you think that they're both dying on the ship?
Well, she doesn't need oxygen or food because she's like 83% robot. Yeah. So like just the outer bits are squishy.
You think they had sex all that time?
Wow, that's
I'm sure it's all robot.
Really doesn't matter. People have sex with robots nowadays.
If anybody would have sex with a robot, it'd be Tony Stark. Don't.
But he's a one woman lady now.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a woman. But
it's a woman robot. Don't be a sexist. Robot.
It's an alien too.
It is an alien, so we don't really know the physiology.
Is that cheating?
Because alien robots cheating. We don't even
assume the physiology.
We don't even know if like Star Lord and Gamora, if she's not all squishy to the bottom of a pit, still could even mash bits.
Yeah.
Oh, they can. It's on her hip. I heard.
Her hip.
Yeah, there's a place for it on the hip. You guys didn't see that?
No.
Oh, weird.
That might be your fan fiction you're writing. And I don't like it.
What, I am not a
video
writer,
were you on?
He's like, what? On her hip? That's a great place.
But we wanted to do that.
Yo, I think because they're on Titan and there's no other ships on Titan besides the one that's not wrecked. I mean, as far as we know. But that does look like their newer ship. They both get on that because there's no other way off.
You know who I think finds them? The people missing from the end of Thor Ragnarok.
Asgardians?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that one thrown around. I've also heard guessing. That...
Because what's Captain the main Marvel one?
Gets...
The chick from Creed?
Stabs Creed? People?
Yeah. I think she's going to be the one that finds him.
Which could be as well.
We don't know if she's dead.
Because that was a mysterious absence.
But you got to remember, half of them probably got decimated as well. Oh, yeah,
for
well.
Sure. But I'm guessing a couple of them got away.
Maybe.
Or this is just
how like what happened to Korg? And what's the squishy bug guy's name?
They're on with Valkyrie.
That's what I'm saying, but like
we don't know of those people who survived.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I'm guessing
that group, whatever.
Those, left. Yeah, a couple of those people got out of there.
Yeah,
and that's gonna be the.
Can you imagine? That
that'd be a hell of a stumble across, though. That's yeah, one especially because that's one of my like, problems about like trying to guess who saves Tony without knowing where Tony is. It's like, that's a hell of a stumble across, even because I've heard that. I've heard
Captain Marvel stuff. Could be a stumble across, but he also could have sent up
definitely, we don't know what's...
It could be, like, ship itself could have a beacon going off. We don't
know exactly...
They'll explain it.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll explain it. It's just people's desire of, like, who rescues him is, like...
Oh, yeah, no, they're, like, all over the place.
That'd have to be a hell of a, like, oh, I'm on the way here, because, like I was trying to say, one is Captain Marvel. It's like, okay, so she's...
On her way back
to Earth, and just is like, oh, I'm gonna detour over here.
I happen to be going the direction
that Tony totally happens.
Because obviously, like, they probably know using the ship which direction Earth is from Titan. Obviously, it's not very close. So they, you know, and they
there's an empty suit, Iron Man suit.
Just he's ejected into space.
Yeah, flying.
Plum suit is like, wait a minute.
Right.
It's got a Tony tracker. It's just taking forever to get there.
Oh my god.
He doesn't have warp. He doesn't have the
oh god.
That'd be amazing.
I forget what they called it. But their version of warp speed. You know, it opens up that weird octagon shape and goes through it. And obviously. That needs fuel. They obviously run out. They can't make a direct jump, as we know from Guardians 2. Yeah. So they'd have to go through a bunch, but they probably ran out of that already, and now just adrift. Everyone's like, it looks like they're going so slow. How the fuck can you tell?
Yeah, right. It's space.
It's space, bruh. They could be you don't traveling. See like something stationary they go by. It's just space.
They could be traveling faster than a bullet. And
yeah.
It's and still not going to get them very far.
Yeah, and they're between... Titan, wherever the fuck that's at, in the Nine Realms, and Earth, which is who knows which end of what's on. You know, I was like, you could slingshot anything you want as fast as possible, but if you run out of fuel, you can't propel. So the fastest you are going is how you're going to stay, but who knows how fucking far you are and how many jumps you made, how far that went. Obviously, you're going to run out of fuel eventually after those so many jumps. But as we learned from Guardians, if you jump for too long, shit goes awry.
Face goes all
weird. Yeah, all fucking crazy space.
All right, more important parts of that trailer, though. Captain America.
Weepy little bitch.
Shaved his beard.
Oh.
What a bitch.
And he did.
Did it get decimated, though?
Huh?
Got decimated. He said he got decimated.
His beard got snapped.
Yep. He turns his head wrong.
he was too close to Black Panther.
It's like,
he had soon. Bits of Black Panther in his beard. He's like, shave it.
Actually, if anything, if he had bits of anything, it would have been Bucky.
Yeah,
since he was right there with Bucky.
Yeah. But he gets shaved, and he's in his Shield.
He is back in Captain America. His Avengers.
Tony kept his locker for him, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. It's all black on black except for Silver Star.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Because even like the stripes are dark. I was like, she's in like Black Widow or Natasha or whatever you want to call her. She's still rocking the blonde, but she's all decked out in black. Let's see who else.
Thor shows up, but he's in his like I'm moody, grungy.
Yeah, he's in his 8 Mile outfit,
mm-hmm.
hanging out in the locker room.
He's just waiting. He's getting amped up. You didn't see that earbuds in. He's getting
hyped for this.
He's playing 8 Mile.
Yeah, my favorite thing that on the internet came out of that was someone posted that picture of when he's knelt over like that and he's looking when he glances up, and then there's a picture of LeBron when he was down 3-1 against the Warriors, and when he was looking up right before, because it's a famous picture for basketball fans, and someone tagged it with Thor's about to drop 45 and 15 on Thanos. I was like, fuck yeah.
And then you have Hulk going through not Hulk
but, Banner
Banner there we go going through the who's dead list or who's missing list.
Yeah, who's missing or unknown.
Yeah.
As of right now list.
In which case you do see Peter there.
You see Peter, you see Shiri, you see Scott.
Yeah.
Or Ant-Man.
Yeah.
If you're not keeping up.
Or Giant Man if you're really not keeping up.
Or Hank's buddy.
Ant-Man.
I don't know if you can call him Hank's buddy.
A couple years ago.
Even at the end of Ant-Man and Wasp, they're really not getting along together. Yeah, you kind of see like he's like...
It's a reluctant friendship, but a friendship nonetheless, sir.
The other thing I was going to say, too, about speaking of that, because the end part of this trailer, which by far is like the internet's favorite part of this whole trailer,
because
it's the only bright part of the whole fucking thing, because it's like down, the Marvel Studios logo gets dusted. I'm like, well, that's fucked down. Up. He threw a fit, too. He's like, this is bullshit. I was like,
bullshit.
Calm down, bro.
Put it back together.
The poster is fine. The poster is going back together, so it's like let's... telling of something, you know, like shit's gonna go back together maybe.
Now if you play it backwards,
it's true, then you're not doing
it
right.
Do you think it's a missed marketing opportunity that they didn't like Marvel didn't release like a line of like brooms and dustpans and vacuum cleaners to tie in? Like, tell me you wouldn't buy.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah, you would have.
You would have.
Nah. You yeah, would. Yeah. I would have.
Yeah,
like a Dyson Marvel vacuum cleaner. Oh,
these are Dyson in the mix. Then, I said maybe.
Vacuum cleaner. What else do you think I'm talking
about?
There's
a lot of vacuum cleaners out there. Not all of them suck as good as Dyson.
Get an iRobot one.
Ugh, gross.
Oh, come on.
No, man, it'll destroy my house to try to kill me at one point with all his stupid, dumb friends.
Oh, the nice actual iRobot brand, not the
movie. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, sorry, not the...
Not the Alan Tudyk killing machines?
Yeah, no.
Okay, cool. I'm okay with that then. I was afraid. I'm like, no, I'm not getting one of those in my house.
Wait, are we talking about actual things?
I
movies
seen,
again?
I seen what happened to Will Smith's mom.
Not I, comma, robot.
Oh, okay.
Getting a Roomba, son.
An iRobot.
iRobot.
Not iRobot.
It's not iRobot. It's not a Roomba.
Robot.
That's what they say in the commercials because Joe buys fake-ass Roombas.
I do, actually.
Fake-ass Roombas.
I can't afford those.
I mean, they're kind of expensive.
They're way too expensive.
For a vacuum that doesn't too, but hold I was like, nearly as much.
Right? Even when they went on sale this past Black Friday, I was like,
I don't know.
Mine works just fine as it sits there and tries to hump the Christmas tree. Mm. Yep, works fine.
Christmas tree's a robot too, right? Oh, they kind of spawn. In a couple of days, you're gonna find like a little bunch of little trees all over your house. Be like, oh fuck, shit, bunch of little trees.
As long as they clean, I don't care.
No, I think there's be like the tree part. There's just fucking fake trees just fucking hanging out.
Just fucking.
Seems like they didn't get both genes. That seems weird.
Hey, one's more dominant than the other one.
I guess
it's the robot tree. It just sits there and lights up. Lazy ass robot tree. Anyhow, there's a couple things. So right after that, you have the reveal of Ronan, who is Clint Barton's second alter ego.
Okay.
From Hawkeye is the other one. A lot of rumors of why he's taking the mantle of Ronan up. We don't know, again, we don't know the time from this movie. We don't know what happened to him. We know he was on house arrest because of the events of Civil War. A lot of people are speculating he took the mantle of Ronan because he wanted to still protect his family, but he couldn't go out as Hawkeye because Hawkeye doesn't wear a mask in this universe.
Right.
And so he can't be Hawkeye because of the mandated, hey, you can't be a hero thing.
And imagine that his family probably got decimated as well.
So that's what a lot of people are saying, but then other people are like, then why is he killing Akuza? But someone else said there's a, and I don't know enough about Ronan's backstory, or Clint Barton's version of Ronan, because Ronan's been a different couple of people. I don't know enough about his past as Ronan, but what I do know is there is a storyline where Hawkeye's, now dead wife in the comic book, was murdered by the Yakuza, and he takes up the mantle of Ronan to get revenge, but he can't do it as Hawkeye because he's an Avenger and he can't kill.
Right.
So makes he takes sense. Up that. So that's what people are thinking is happening, is his someone found out who he was. His family got killed or was threatened, maybe not completely killed, and so his family might not have been touched at all by the decimation. And if they were, why would he be killing the Yakuza? Did he think the Yakuza were behind it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that doesn't make sense why he's murdering Yakuza in the streets of Japan.
Yeah.
When everyone else is like, because for the most part, I didn't say earlier, if you're not a friend of the Avengers, you're going to be pretty fucking confused right away when someone you may know or love literally turns into dust in front of you one at just any second. As you look around, cars are crashing and people are screaming because people are just fucking gone.
Much like the end of Infinity War, where they're showing Nick Fury and suddenly just people are looking around as just like people are just being dusted.
Yeah,
helicopters crashing.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, what the fuck's going on? Even they're out of the loop.
Or even Ant-Man, where, you know, he literally doesn't know what the fuck is going exactly. on. He's in the quantum world and just that's it.
Just he doesn't hear from him anymore.
Clue what's going on.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, like, so like there's a lot of rumors like the like Clint, the whole Ronan thing isn't due to the decimation. It's due to his family being kidnapped, murdered, or threatened, and he takes it upon himself to take up a new mantle where something where he wears a mask and takes care of it. Mm-hmm. And this happens to be during or at post decimation.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's super fucked up because guess what? His family won't be coming back if they do reverse the decimation because guess what?
Just a dead.
They were dead because of something else.
Yeah.
Much like everyone thinks Gamora may not be returning as Gamora because she didn't die due to the snap. The
decimation, yeah.
She died outside of that. Just like
due
all
to
the
sacrifice.
Just like Loki.
A very quick stop.
Yeah. Wasn't the fall that killed her. It's that sudden stop. That seems really fucking dark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, real dark. Because, yeah, you can find in your thought process to say, oh, we can reverse the decimation. The unimation, I guess you would call it. It's not really a word. I made that up right now.
Remation?
Remation, yeah. But, like, again, that would only affect people that were part of the decimation.
Yeah. Not that, the people yeah. that died from,
yeah, like not like Blueberry yeah. Loki. You know, he's not coming back because of it.
Aw, Blueberry Loki.
Because his face turned blue.
I know.
And it got popped. The Black Order, for example, are like, oh, they're going to bring back. Nope, they're dead. They died outside of the snap.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that shit's going to be fucking rough. You know what I mean? So, we don't know what his whole story is. We just know he's murdering Yakuza in what looks to be Japan. Or at least Japanese-looking gangsters. We don't know if they're Yakuza. They're wearing suits. So everyone assumes they're Yakuza. But, we don't know. That's what's going on with him. Then at the end, you have that line between that quick two lines from Black Widow and Captain America, which says, this has to work. And he's like, yes, it does, because I don't know what else what else to do. Which just basically tells you that, like, Steve is completely out of his depth because, like, he's a super soldier, but this is a crazy purple alien that literally murdered people with the snap of his fingers.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, how do you fight back against that?
Yeah.
So whatever that plan is they have, which, again, we don't even know who's involved in it at that point, because all we see is those two, what looks to be in the back of a Quinjet, but I'm not too sure.
Right.
It even could be the fucking, like, a Kree spaceship that fucking Captain Marvel shows up in. We don't know, but it's like, that's going on pretty here? Fucking... Like,
what are you trying to do?
Yeah, it's, like, pretty grim. Like, this is the only thing we have. Hope it fucking works. Yeah. Like, last time you hoped it worked, didn't really work out. You know what I mean? Like, shit. And then, of course, the end, the part that I was alluding to earlier, everyone's favorite part from the trailer, is the appearance of Scott Lang at the front door, or front gate of the Avengers headquarters, we think. And the reason I say that is because it's a gate, but it has a chain and lock on it. So who fucking knows what actually it is? We know it's from the front gate because that's what Natasha says, you know? So it's a front door of something, but I don't remember seeing a gate like that, especially one that needs a lock, a padlock, and the fucking chains.
Well, I don't know, and that's the thing, is that we know that that scene takes, that at least that scene between Natasha and Cap takes place like a couple of years after the snap. Yeah.
And the other thing too, I was
so I'd say, imagine that there would be, like, they'd start to shut things down and probably block off parts of the Avengers facility to keep people from trying to get in there. But then the internet pointed out that film, that video right there, while Cap asks, is that, what does he say? Is that archive? Is that, what does he say?
Something like that. Is that like a recording?
Is that a recording? And she goes, no, that's the front door. Like, insinuating that this is happening in real time. But when they cut to it, and you take a look in the upper left-hand corner, it says archive.
Yeah, it's highlighted. So it says archive right on it.
It's like, is this actually what they're talking about?
Yeah.
It could totally not be.
It could be a completely different scene.
It could be a scene that's not even in the movie.
Yeah.
Or B, you know, could this be actually happening? I don't know.
Yeah, so it's like, it's... I'm trying to see what else that video, because it says something else next to it. It says start something blue. I can't really tell. It looks like a number. Like,
1983 or something
like that. It looks like a number, and then it says archive.
Archive, yeah.
It which says
video and other stuff.
Yeah, at the bottom it says video versus picture, and then there's a date. There's a time on it, and it says 12/58/20. We don't know the date, but if that's a date up top, like, this number next to archive, it says like 1583 or 1983. Can't really tell because there's a weird glare on it. Plus, yeah, it's like a holographic like display. But there's rumors that it's obviously like sometime in the future or the past. It can't be like 1983 or something because that van.
Well, that's another thing that people were pointing out. Like, okay, so we assume that maybe he time travels. The van's at
82.
But well, we're saying that he time travels somehow.
Yeah.
Well, how does he bring the van with him if he somehow
travels? That's the time machine. Duh.
Well, it can't be because it says, well, it could be. It does say XCon, which is the company.
It,
you know?
Is the van.
Yeah.
But how does he bring it through the time travel thing? And then someone even mentioned that.
You had maybe, 88.
I mean, so. hell, they photoshopped Thor's eye out in the trailers leading up to
Ragnarok,
so they could have just been like, and we'll put the van here, and then or it's like just putting, not even in there.
Putting Hulk with a big epic fight scene at the end, he wasn't in it at all.
Yeah. Hulk was only the beginning of Infinity War, and that was it.
Yeah.
Getting his ass whooped.
Yep. Getting whooped up on! There's a lot. I mean, there's so much, like, speculation is one thing, but, like, the internet is, like, crazily like trying to figure things out, but it's like, if you should have learned from the first movie that those trailers are going to lead you astray off of everything.
They're going to troll you left and right.
Like Joe was just saying, that scene where you see Scott on the video screen and you see Cap stands like, is this a recording? And then Natasha says, that's the front door.
Hmm.
that those two things could be completely separate. Like, he could clearly be at the gate of Avengers headquarters, but that could be a different time in the movie.
Yeah.
Where it doesn't have to do with that. Is this a recording versus is this, you know, that's the front gate.
Yeah.
There just could be two things like, oh, these really work together. Mm-hmm. Is these two things, and they could be completely and utterly unrelated.
Yep.
And the fact that, like, I'd have to go back and watch, like, Avengers Infinity War and, like, even Ant-Man 1 and see the facility where, is that a gate that they have? Because it looks like a security gate of some sort. And he's obviously talking to them because I remember we met in Germany, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, he doesn't know who's inside.
No.
And he didn't meet all of them in Germany. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. This could be a misdirect for show. Like, I have a feeling that him in the on the view screen is definitely something from the movie, but I didn't think it's completely out of context versus that, is this a recording? No, it's the front gate thing.
Yeah.
I was like, these crafty Russo brothers are throwing zigs and zags when there ain't no zigs and zags. Like, no, it's a straight line, fool. Mm. Nah, man, it was a zig. Damn it.
Right.
I could have swore it was going to be a zag.
Nope.
Crafty bastards. Anyhow. So that was Avengers Endgame.
That was Avengers. Before we move on, I just want to mention that if you, like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do one movie every week.
Yep.
So you have exactly 20 weeks starting this week, so the Friday that this comes out, there are 20 movies to watch.
Outside of Captain Marvel.
And obviously Infinity War, Part 2, Endgame, to watch. So you could literally watch one a week all the way up to Infinity War.
The countdown is now.
Is now.
Kids.
What was the next trailer we saw?
We watched a bunch.
We did watch a few.
Godzilla King of Monsters.
Yep.
Which looks gnarly and world-ending.
We ain't going to survive that shit.
We ain't going to survive. I love the quote of Watanabe's in there where somebody's like, oh, we're just going to use him as a pet. And he's like, no, we are his pet. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he right.
Yeah, he's right.
He pretty much.
Oh, hey, remember that scientist that was right about like everything in that first movie? Now, he right again. We in trouble.
Right again. Yeah.
We in trouble because he don't look like a pet-friendly kind of guy.
No.
He looks like, I don't care about you squishy ones.
Nope.
Or even cares that, like, probably him, they're not even squishy. It's just like...
They just don't... They're not a threat. We're not a threat to him.
Yeah, definitely not a threat to him.
So it's not like he's going to go around just munching on us.
Yeah. He's also not going to care about stomping on us.
Exactly.
Clearly.
Not going to avoid it.
Clearly.
But we just get a fucking rogues gallery in this trailer of Godzilla.
All of them.
I can't even name all of them in there.
There's Rodan...
You get Mothra.
Mothra looks fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it looks way too much like a moth.
Weird, creepy. Yeah. Weird, creepy, like, mixed between spider legs and, like.
And the way it's, like, the way it's, like, dive bombing down.
Creeps me out. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
But it has, like, the super colorful wings on it.
Yeah, like, it looks like a moth. Like, you know, it's not pleasant at all.
Nope.
I saw that. I was like, you know what? You could have just left him looking like a shitty looking moth or not have him in there at all, because now I feel bad. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to be scared of it.
The only monster that I can think of that we haven't seen yet, and I don't know if we will actually get it, is what, Mechagodzilla?
Yeah, it's rumored Mechagodzilla is supposed to be in it. But we don't know. We don't know a whole lot other than the fact that, like, humans ain't going to live a whole lot of places when this is done. There's a lot of city decimation. And even when, like, I don't know. Because in here, I'm just looking at the list right here. So they list, obviously, you have Godzilla. You have Mothra, Rodan. And then it says here, the only other one listed here is King Ghidorah, which is the three-headed dragon thing. I want to say Rodan's the pterodactyl one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the part where you see Rodan flying over, because Rodan was what everyone thought was the monster in the first Godzilla movie. It turned out that those were just another creature.
Bunch of dumbass bitches.
Yeah. But Rodan could be one of them. He just doesn't. They didn't look very pterodactyly, and he's very much pterodactyl. And even in this, you see him. But there's a part where he flies over the city, and like there's burning embers coming off of back. And it looks like it's part where he comes out of that volcano. Again, I'm extrapolating from different parts of the trailer. He's flying over the city, and dust is like going over. Like you can see him from the top down view. He goes over, and dust is decimating the city. But the drags are in.
Crossover.
Yeah, crazy, right? And then they're gonna win.
Oh,
like they're definitely gonna win. Like Thanos will be like, I'm gonna get done. Aim for the head. How about the whole body? But then you see from a ground view, you see people looking at it driving over, and you see the embers burning off of him. Then the wall of dust, and people get lifted off the ground by the force of the wind. I was like, dead, decimated, gross. You're dead. That car is broken. Like that shit is like that's just one like quick scene. I was like. Okay, and then you see another one where like a building is engulfed in like what looks like fire, and I was like, those people are dead.
Yeah. Right.
Then you see like buildings falling over, and I was like, those people are dead. Like that city's fucked. And then you see at the end, you see Godzilla turn all fucking pissed, and I was like, oh, he angry. And you see a zoomed out one, and he starts running, and I was like, he's blowing through buildings like dead.
It's been a long time since I watched the last Godzilla, but I don't remember him ever taking off that quick. Because there's a part, remember a part where he kind of speeds up, but he still, but in this one, he turns, and he just starts fucking booking it. And I was like, that's the fastest I've ever seen Godzilla go. That's frightening.
Yeah, right.
It's a nice little twist on it. To be like, obviously, it's not a twist. It's not like a super power or anything like that. But it's like, oh, he could haul ass if he wants to haul ass. That makes him even more frightening to me for some reason.
Yeah, and I was looking this one thing. Someone was commenting about that. Is like, why didn't he run the first movie? I'm like, I don't know if you guys realize this. He woke up and then hours later fought a bunch of crazy monsters. He's still getting the kinks out. You know, he hasn't stretched right now. We don't know in the last 5 years of our time frame. I don't know what. The time frame between 2014 from the first movie to the 2019 release of this movie, and movie time is the same amount of time, but obviously some time has passed because they've been able to study him and they found these other monsters. But like, yo, like he might be fully like worked out now. He's like, okay, I'm loose. I've been swimming around, be eating fish and whales and these weird metal boat things I keep finding and little squishy things that crunch when I bite them.
He did his rock warm up. He's ready, you know.
You know what's weird?
It's like, I'm going to fuck shit up. He's like, I don't like this big three-headed dragon thing.
This is
I'm going to go wrestle it.
Slightly off topic, but it was kind of interesting
How
to
dare
me.
You?
Is that guy, Kyle Chandler, I think his name is, the dude from Friday Night Lights and most people know him from?
Yeah. He's in this movie.
And
he plays Eleven's dad.
Yeah. So we're supposed to get, the next one is supposed to be King Kong versus Godzilla.
Godzilla versus King Kong, yes. In 2020.
Right. So that means that this dude is in that world, in that universe, but he also played the main character of the movie that they were shooting in Peter Jackson's King Kong. So I was like, oh, it's weird that he's in both King Kong universes to me, like the last two.
That's a different King Kong, though.
I know it's a different King Kong, but it's like...
That was his grandfather.
Are you bringing him in?
Yeah, his grandfather.
Yeah. But it just
seemed my grandfather to me. Fought
I was
all a giant
like,
ape.
Oh, this dude's involved in two different, completely different King Kong movies.
He's a really big fan of King Kong, bro.
Apparently,
and do you think and he knew high school football?
Yeah,
it's high school football, right?
And a newspaper that comes a day early.
He did it.
I love that show.
Yeah,
fucking nerds.
Goddamn cat.
Right.
Goddamn cat. But I was gonna say because he's also in Super 8. Which is about crazy alien monsters.
That's right, he was, yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
I need to look it up first. I was like, I'm pretty sure he was in that, too. Yeah. Most positive he was in that. I was like, look it up, though. That was his dad, though, because that was in the 80s.
How do you think we get to Godzilla versus King Kong when Godzilla just took out every monster?
Well, King Kong's on his island, growing, because he a baby.
Yeah, you
got to remember,
that
was set in the
70s. Baby, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's going to be much
So he got you know, 40 years to beef up. And we saw how big his parents' skulls were compared to him, so you know he's going to get bigger. And Skull Island is not going to hold him very well because he can't hide inside that little watery cave thing.
Yeah.
He'd be like, well, I guess I got to leave Skull Island now. Let's go fuck up a giant lizard. they become friends and they pal around and fuck the planet up.
At one point, if he jumps on the
maybe they fight Mechagodzilla.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
But Mecha, explain Mechagodzilla.
Mechagodzilla was created by a corporation to fight Godzilla.
Why would somebody want to fight Godzilla?
Because they think because Godzilla is
the last monster left.
Well, becomes the last monster left, okay. Because they need a way to defend themselves from the other monsters because this there's other ones out there. Squishy
people trying to
Because they're like, "Hey, if once he's like out of fear, like once he's done with them, what's going to stop him from killing us?"
What if they just do what everybody wants and gives us the Pacific Rim Godzilla King Kong crossover instead of a Mecha Godzilla?
Are we fighting Godzilla at that point?
Yeah,
we gonna lose.
Yeah, but like bad us. You know what I mean?
Oh,
we're like, still rooting for the Godzilla.
Like kill him. I mean maybe, but I don't know. So I mean that would be cool if they like Mecha Godzilla is teased at the end of this movie. Like we're building our own. Like by the way, like we
it's not gonna work.
Like yeah, like look at the biggest. What's the biggest thing man has ever created right now? That moves around. It's not a building. Like obviously, it's gonna be like an aircraft carrier, right?
Yeah.
It's gotta be the biggest man-made object that is mobile. Right? Sure. I think the only thing I can think of, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's bigger than a space shuttle.
Definitely.
Right? So it's got to be. That's the only thing. We can barely get those to do anything but float on water. How are we going to make a giant version of Godzilla that's made of metal and be able to drive it somehow?
In a practical universe like this one and the semi-practical universe that this Godzilla is based off of? Yeah, no.
We don't lose that fight. Yeah.
You're not going to suddenly come up with Jaegers or Gundams,
yeah, because even listen, like Pacific Rim, they scrapped those together, and they even said like, "Hey, we didn't do so great
with the first couple,
plus we radiated the shit out of the pilot, single pilot, they fucking their brains broke. Then we had double pilots, and sometimes their brains broke, and then they were still like they radiated El Saiba, like we fucked them up. We finally got to a point where like we made them pretty good." But then the monsters came up bigger, and they're like, well, fuck, we have to use nuclear weapons to even try to destroy them.
Yeah.
A, first one didn't work. B, we had to blow up the giant, like, interdimensional butthole throat thing. And, like, that barely worked, because guess what? I synced the second one, and they were still communicating on the other side, and fucking, spoiler alert, Newt had to go and ruin it for everybody.
Yeah.
And make a Jaeger that was powered by a fucking kaiju. Which is terrifying, because that shit was fucked up.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Because you didn't have to have...
But basically what I was getting at, I feel like...
The logical step.
Would have been King
Kong. That'll be the fourth movie.
But like I feel like Kong should have been the next movie. You know what I mean?
Fifth movie.
Because you would have had a Godzilla movie, a King Kong movie, and then a Godzilla King Kong movie.
You did. You had Skull Island.
That's what I'm saying. That's how it should have been. But instead, we got Godzilla, King Kong, and then Godzilla versus every other monster.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get Godzilla, King Kong. Like, this movie should have been the next.
I see what you're saying. You know what I mean? And I kind of agree.
You got to ramp up.
Yeah, exactly. You have to ramp up.
Like, I feel like a one-on-one battle now, no one's going to give a shit.
Especially with the way that you're going to leave the world. After this one.
Fucking ruined?
Yeah. Fucking ruined, exactly.
But I mean, this crazy battle will give can very easily give us a reasoning for like Skull Island being like exposed.
Sure. Yeah.
You know? Or because it's like a weird secret place to get to. Like you don't.
Because of the storm.
People get there accidentally and shit. So something could fuck something up and either destroy it, or, you know. Make it pop up on the radar. I don't know, man. It just seems weird. But I will say, with all that being said, if King Kong shows up at the end to help, I'm going to lose my fucking shit. I'm going to be so excited.
That would be dope.
I'm going to be so fucking excited. Just comes
out of fucking nowhere. You get a Rocket and Groot scene where they're just like hanging off of each other. Just
Godzilla at one point throws King Kong. King
Kong, yeah.
King Kong's like, I'm a mess, motherfuckers.
King Kong just grabs the Empire State Building and breaks it off, and he holds it in his hand, and he throws it at a monster.
Yeah,
a little. But like, oh, he's way bigger than the building now.
Yeah.
He's like, he ain't climbing that shit. He's knocking that shit down.
Yeah.
you take it, break off the top half, flip it over in his hand, so it's like a spear, and he stabs somebody in the face with it. I think we just wrote the best movie possible, guys.
I'm good with that.
Send it to print.
Spoiler, Kyle Chandler's in the Godzilla vs. Kong movie as well.
Dang, that's so weird.
Right?
How are you going to be in two different King Kong movies, bro? Not even sequels to each other.
Because that was his granddad.
No. So that's granddad. This world's not connected.
How do you know?
It fucking better not be. I don't fucking want this cool shit.
You
kind of just like
forget the fact that you brought King Kong over to the United States. You Jurassic World it.
Unless we get Jack Black Jurassic in it, then I'd be okay World. With it. But
his grandson's in it.
Ugh, gross. I want no Peter Jackson ruining any of my shit that I like.
Anyhow, that's Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
And some other talk.
Where are we at? Oh, fuck. We got through two of them.
Quick. What's the next one?
Quick fire.
Rapid fire.
Then we had, we watched a bunch of Once Upon a Deadpool teasers. That was fun.
That's a PG-13 Deadpool. Everyone
yeah.
That's hilarious.
Then we watched Captive State, the new trailer for that.
Which that looks weird. Sense. I don't know what's going on, but I want to see it.
Yep. Aliens.
John invading. Goodman.
John Goodman.
Some dudes.
Working with aliens?
Or not. Or
working against aliens by acting like he's working for the aliens. The aliens look, at one point, like they're crazy. Like,
is this a prequel to the last, that J.J. Abrams one he did? The Cloverfield movie? Is this how he gets crazy? Goes into that basement?
I thought that's because he knew the Cloverfield movie was going to happen. He's like, no, I told him it was going to happen. They didn't listen to me. So I went crazy and murdered this guy in a tub of acid. And then got my face burnt off.
I don't think it works perfectly, but I think we could finagle it in.
Probably finagle it.
We can just wiggle it in there, right?
Yeah. I know all about that.
Yeah, you do. Going in soft and getting hard.
Growing inside. Don't be crude.
Yeah, I'm not being crude. Then we had the newest international trailer for Alita Battle Angel.
A lot more
which
stuff
I just
want to
see more. Which I just want to watch the movie.
This yeah, like, it's just like I
again,
just
stop giving me trailers. Just give me the fucking movie.
Yep. We watched the teaser trailer for the Predator Holiday Special.
Which, what?
Yeah, no. Predator versus Santa Claus.
Why do we need this?
I don't know, but I love it.
Why do we have this?
Why didn't we have this before?
Why is this on Comedy Central?
You would think it'd be like an Adult Swim, at the least, I guess, or just on the internet in general.
On the internet in general is what I'm thinking, but it's what going to be during the airing of BoJack Horseman
on Comedy Central
next Wednesday the 19th.
Yes, so tune in everybody. Or check it out. It's going to be on the internet.
It's going to be on the internet, which is
right after, during, or right before. Whatever happens to be, it's going to be on there. But otherwise, check out ComedyCentral.com or the channel. Check out. I don't know. Actually, maybe the website may not have it during BoJack Horseman.
Probably not.
But I don't know. Anyhow, I don't know how it all works. I don't know the rigmarole of it, but that'll be there. We also watched Emmett's Holiday Party, a Lego movie short.
Hilarious.
I do want to know why Benny has a robot arm.
Why not?
He had a robot arm from the first movie, as far as I know.
Why not?
I'm just saying. He had a robot arm. I didn't see it. We watched the trailer for Triple Frontier, starring so many people. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, so many, like, well-known people. Like, when Garrett London is, like, the least known person, it's a pretty big cast. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, like, Flynn's kid is the least known person that's in this movie. Dang. You got Batman in it. You got Jax, who's also a Jaeger pilot. You got a Mandalorian / guy who gets his face squished in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I mean, you got fucking dude from Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a stat crew. Movie looks fucking gnarly. I don't know what it truly is about, other than the fact they're going to go steal a bunch of money from a drug guy in, like, some South American country or something. But it looks violent, it looks action-packed, and it's got a bunch of good people in it. So
I'm there.
I'm kind of wondering if we're going to get it, because it's in select theaters in March. I wonder if we're going to get one near us.
Probably not.
Because we didn't have any of the last few they did.
You live in Phoenix. You're not going to get it.
So we got Lost City of Z. That was an Amazon one. We got that one.
Yeah, but that was Amazon.
That's true. You got me on that one. let's see. And the last thing we watched was the Umbrella Academy teaser from Netflix as well, which is a new show based on a comic book called The Umbrella Academy about superheroes or supervillains. I'm not really too sure.
Definitely which way looked to put interesting.
That. Yeah. I was interested to see how they're going to do it because, like, number one, because that's what they go by, is their numbers, is a big, bulky dude. You saw him. Like, I was like, okay, all right. Well, that's how you do it. Plus, they have a talking monkey. That's in it. You see him close the door at one point.
Yeah.
Like, he's a talking monkey. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's a planet ape shit right there. That's Caesar. That's what that is. I done seen it. I think that's really it. Yeah, I think that's it.
All right.
Mike, got anything else? Nah, you're good.
Nope.
Joe, you got anything else? Ah, you're good.
All right.
Just kidding. Do you have anything else?
No.
Okay, cool. That's it for this week's episode, everybody. Come Snatchy, we are.
Joe. Mike.
I am Cody. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally.
Well, I knocked that over again. Ooh, stop.